Good morning, friends. Good morning. As I so often say, I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. I have my Bible on my knee, and I really have some scriptures I want to share with you today. So, to those who would think that they can live any way they please in this world and it doesn't matter to the Lord, let me give you the scripture number one in Genesis, the 13th chapter and the 13th verse. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now, if you'll notice, this is in Genesis. We trace the record of Sodom and Gomorrah like a silver thread through the Bible, all the way from Genesis to Revelation. And Jude speaks of it, and Revelation speaks of cities spiritually known as Sodom. So, I tell you, people better wake up if they think they can live any way they please and get by before the Lord, because He is taking notice, and it does make a difference. Again, we find in Genesis 18 and verse 20, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." Now, this was when He was going down to see how the wickedness was in that place. And so, the cry was, it was very great, and they were terrible sinners before the Lord. Going on over to chapter 19 and verse 23, we find these words after this transaction, or describing this transaction of the Lord, how He destroyed those cities. "The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And He overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground." Even the very ground wouldn't grow grass after the Lord had rained fire and brimstone upon those cities. Now, I say it's important how people live. They ought to wake up, because this idea that some folks have, well, the Lord's a loving God and He wouldn't punish anyone, that's not true. The Lord is loving. That part is true, yes, but not this fact that people will not be punished, because they certainly will be when they know the truth and they will not accept it. Now, listen, verse 27 here of Genesis, this 19th chapter of Genesis now. "And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and behold, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace." Can you imagine the sight that greeted Abraham's view that morning as he looked down upon the cities of the plain? Smoke was rolling up there. It was just like a furnace. Now, I'd like to share with you also this poem by John Greenleaf Whittier, "The Cities of the Plain." "Get you up from the wrath of God's terrible day. Ungirded, unsandaled, arise and away. 'Tis the vintage of blood, 'tis the fullness of time, and vengeance shall gather the harvest of crime. The warning was spoken, the righteous had gone, and the proud ones of Sodom were feasting alone. All gay was a banquet, the revel was long, with the pouring of wine and a breathing of song. 'Twas an evening of beauty, the air was perfume, the earth was all greenness, the trees were all bloom, and softly the delicate viol was heard, like the murmur of love or the notes of a bird. And beautiful maidens moved down in the dance, with the magic of motion and sunshine of glance. And white arms wreathed lightly, and tresses fell free, as the plumage of birds in some tropical tree. Now, I don't know how well this may have described what was going on, but it's, at least it presents a thought, doesn't it? Where the shrines of foul idols were lighted on high, and wantonness tempted the lust of the eye, midst rites of obsceneness, strange, loathsome, abhorred, the blasphemer scoffed at the name of the Lord. Hark, the growl of the thunder, the quaking of earth, woe, woe to the worship, and woe to the mirth. The black sky is open, there's flame in the air, the red arm of vengeance is lifted and bare. Then the shriek of the dying rose wild, where the song and the low tone of love had been whispered along. For the fierce flames went lightly o'er palace and bower, like the red tongues of demons to blast and devour. Down, down on the fallen the red ruin rained, and the reveler sank with his wine cup undrained. The foot of the dancer, the music love thrilled, and the shout and the laughter grew suddenly still. The last throb of anguish was fearfully given, the last eye glanced forth in its madness on heaven. The last groan of horror rose wildly in vain, and death brooded over the pride of the plain. John Greenleaf Whittier. Friends, can you imagine the sight which that was? The last person, every last one of them in that city of wickedness that was left there, were destroyed. Can you imagine the silence as the smoke rose up there into heaven after God destroyed those cities? Oh, friends, this is a warning to those who should follow. And it might surprise you to know that reference is made to Sodom in the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Deuteronomy, that of Lamentations and Ezekiel, and on over toward the end of the prophets in Amos 4. And I would like to share with you just briefly, I thought here, beginning with verse 6, "And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord." So here, the prophet is pointing out the fact that sometime God withholds the rain to cause people to awaken to their need. "I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase. The palmer worm devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formed the mountains and created the wind and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts is his name." Oh, what a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And yet such is going to be the case of those who refuse the gospel. You might also be interested in knowing that Zephaniah spoke of Sodom. Matthew 10 and beginning with verse 14, speaks about this. These are the words of Jesus himself. He spoke of Sodom. Listen, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Dear ones, can it be, could it possibly be more tolerable for Sodom in the day of judgment than for some other people? Those are the words of Jesus. They're not of my own origin. They're the words from the Scriptures. Surely, if he said it, I say it must be so. Again, we refine a reference here in 2 Peter. And let me see, 2nd chapter and verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. So, as I say, as a scarlet thread through all the Scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, this is referred to as a warning for those who should later come. Jude, 7th verse, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, or set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Oh, may the Lord stir our hearts and cause the people of our beloved nation and the countries round about to have a fear of God before their eyes. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We're not to fear him because of the dread of some punishment, and yet we're to know that if we refuse, if we resist, if we rebel, if we will not follow the teachings of the Lord, surely judgment is coming, punishment is coming, and those who say that, well, we can just live any way we want to and get by, you may get by now. But remember, dear ones, there is a day of vengeance coming. Vengeance belongeth unto me, saith the Lord. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener today. Work upon the hearts of those who may be wandering away from the Lord, and please, Lord, save them ere it be too late, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. We appreciate those who help us keep the broadcast on the air. And if we've been a blessing, we'd certainly be pleased to hear from you. So I say, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.